It's time for Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf. And now, here's your host, Rob Hernandez.
And thanks for joining us on this week's Talking.Golf. It's going to be a fun one, not one, but two guests. But first, I want to start with a story. We're going to talk about the Golf Foundation of Wisconsin. And I'm so old that I can remember back in 1987, a college coach at the University of Wisconsin told me I should get up to Lake Arrowhead and cover the very first Golf Foundation of Wisconsin Junior Invitational. It wrapped up on August 14th, 1987. A kid named Ron Wenche of Oshkosh beat Bill Heim, Jason Klein, and a kid named Mario Tiziani by one shot for the boys' title. Ellen Milkey of Appleton won the girls' title. And 38 years later, that tournament's still going on. It is the Lake Arrowhead Invitational. It still gathers some of the best junior golfers from around the state. Now, the Golf Foundation of Wisconsin from back then went away, but it is back, and the two gentlemen with me will help explain what the Golf Foundation of Wisconsin is about today and what its mission aims to be. We welcome in Dennis Tiziani, the president of the Golf Foundation of Wisconsin, and its director of instruction, Travis Becker. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Tiz, I had to bring up that story because when I saw the Golf Foundation of Wisconsin was coming back, I can remember the first time I ever heard about the Golf Foundation of Wisconsin. It was that tournament.
Well, it was, you know, it was way back then, and that was a foundation that was owned by the PGA at the time. And, you know, we got going with our learning center and doing the things that we're doing and wanted to figure a way how we could raise money for our goal in doing that foundation, doing the work. And I researched a little bit and found out that the Golf Foundation of Wisconsin 501c3 was available. So it was great. We got it, and it gave us our platform to go ahead and do what we want to do within the foundation.
Travis, how would you compare the Grow the Game initiative of the new Golf Foundation of Wisconsin with other, you know, Grow the Game initiatives that are out there?
We have a couple programs in place that we're really focusing in on, and one is the growth of girls high school golf within the state. Another program that we're doing is a diversity outreach program. And then we've also gone into schools and done a golfer give back program where we've partnered with an elementary school here in the Madison area. And we went in and purchased a food cooler for their food bank. And then we also taught golf to 65 third graders. Wow. So we're kind of going outside that just the private instruction that you see at a lot of places to more community things.
Well, and having covered high school golf in Madison for decades, I know that in this day and age, the girls' golf at Easton LaFollette has been a little bit thin. I mean, I don't think they've had self-standing programs in a couple of years. I think they might have even co-op for a year. What is the status of golf at those two schools, Easton LaFollette, and how do you aim to grow it there and get it back to where it needs to be?
Yeah, we're focusing in on girls 7th grade to 12th grade at both of those two schools. We offer a program to them. It's a free two-day golf academy here at TPC Wisconsin, again, sponsored by the Golf Foundation of Wisconsin, where they come in, they receive instruction 4 hours each day. And then after that, when they leave, we offer them private lessons that they can set up with our team here in the months of basically July and August to get them ready for the high school season. Last year, LaFollette had enough girls to field a team for the first time. And then Madison East had about 3 girls that we were working with. And that program continues to grow.
Dennis, you've grown up on the east side of town. You've lived on the east side of town since you came to Madison with the old Cherokee Country Club. Can you describe how it's changed and maybe what the challenges are to keep golf thriving in that part of the city?
Well, you know, that was the reason for the foundation. And really it was we concentrate on Easton LaFollette to start with. That's how it started. But, you know, going to that high school tournament to see a 6-hour round and girls crying and not being able to finish, it really touched me. I was there watching Izzy play, of course. But, you know, I said, well, here's what we'll do. Let's do this. We're going to raise money to pay instructors in non-metropolitan areas that have high schools, that have girls' golf teams, so that coach can access these instructors, whether it be PGA or independents, or certainly we're available, to be able to access those instructors so that they could bring their players there to start to learn about more about golf. There's no reason why it should take that long. We saw so many things, and we looked at some tournament winners. Their low scores were in the 90s. Well, you know, that doesn't need to be that. So we have a program now where we're bringing people in, and Travis mentioned also the diversity part. We're concerned about people fielding teams. You get East and La Follette. They have a high diverse population. But what happens, I said, if we would go ahead and start some of these girls or guys, which you have guys and girls now, and got them to play, what happens if this girl gets to be prominent in a local or a regional? It's going to open up a whole new world and a whole new market for this. Now, unfortunately for us, the physical nature of the women in this diverse population are what we're looking at, that build of 5'6" to 5'8", carry 150 pounds like nothing, strong in all the right places. I mean, everything was lined up to do it. So we have two of these girls now. I mean, we did it for tennis because we do have the Tennis Foundation of Wisconsin also, which is going to go. And one of the girls that we had, we got her going, and all of a sudden she wins two state championships in tennis. She gets a full ride to a school out in out east. She's graduating now this year, and she's back here teaching.
Wow.
The point is that to see that and how that girl now can compete, not only physically but can compete mentally, was really mind-blowing to us. It really gives a purpose. That business of the foundation and the learning center is a whole new era, much more interesting than having a tour course.
Sure.
Well,
It
it's
is.
a very good.
It, Travis, is there, I mean, this has been in place now for a little while. What have you learned about, growing golf, the golf population, trying to nudge them towards high school golf? And, if this works, what might be the message to other areas of the state that are trying to do the same thing? Obviously, you can't be all things to all people everywhere, but certainly in your backyard, you're doing a commendable job.
Yeah, and like Tiz said, one of our deals was reaching out to non-metropolitan areas. And another part of our program here with the Golf Foundation is teaching the teachers. So we're looking at, doing some workshops, having some PGA, LPGA professionals come visit here where we have, the experience and background with Dennis and Larry, who have been doing it for decades, the best of the best, and pass along their knowledge to other instructors. We can hit more bodies that way.
Well, and that kind of maybe segues to another part of the conversation, and we'll definitely, dive more into the Golf Foundation here. But it does give me the opportunity to ask you guys. I mean, when I first started covering golf, Dennis and Larry were kind of the two people everyone sought out to, for lessons. Dennis, you I think turned heads when you had that blonde-haired kid from Edgerton who was going to Illinois come and take lessons from the University of Wisconsin coach. But I mean, that he was just one of many. I mean, and now Travis, I marvel at when you were down in Beloit and now back here at TPC Wisconsin, you're getting kids from a pretty good distance that seek you out because of the success you've had. If you're I take it when you're teaching the teacher, you're trying to share the secret sauce. Are there enough teachers out there willing to open their minds to what you guys have to offer? And to me, it seems as though, your tee sheets or your lesson sheets are always full. We need more teachers. Is that kind of the case?
Yeah, I think we got to find people that are passionate about it. I was lucky when I started here 20 plus years ago to have Dennis and Larry as a mentor and kind of show me their special recipes on what to look for in golfers' swings and how to make them not only better golfers, but better players on the golf course and off the golf course. So I think there's a lot of potential. There's a need for it. We constantly have people that we're working with in our lesson books, and that continues to grow.
What, Dennis, what is the key for a junior golfer now? Because obviously, I don't know if you necessarily want to see the beginning golfer. I don't think you've ever said no to one, but there is a kind of a path to follow before they really need maybe a kind of a higher level type of teacher. But for you, I mean, you've had two granddaughters now that have kind of enter the game different ways. What's the key to maybe getting them involved?
Well, it's what we found out is, we found out through this that we can only grow the game through the women's market. Okay. So that means mom. So we got going there, and all of a sudden that blew up. People, so many women, especially here that I've never seen before, play in golf. And we made an arrangement with the LPGA of Wisconsin. So all of a sudden here we have, a good pond to fish, so to speak. Well, these women really want their daughters to be in golf, and or tennis. Well, we've got them in golf. We got them going, and there's a few groups here in the city here. Mike Schneider's group over at Blackhawk, they do a
Yep.
great job, getting people. And there's people who have that passion now, and it's starting to take hold where these people are playing golf. We've got as you said, know a number of young players. I mean, they're good players. Are you the last couple of tournaments, 9 of the first 12 are in our programs here. We don't see, but we've got a couple. We've got one young fellow. He's a senior now in high school. He won all three of the major tournaments in the city, juniors, and he shot 59 here at our course here the other day.
Yeah.
59. I told him, I said, "Oh, you're cheating. You quit at 15. I know you. You know you." But he played with his parents, so he had it. But that's the type of thing. Like mentioned, the girl that plays tennis and the guy. So we want to not only talk about those kids that can be champions, but how about those kids that just want to play golf and be maybe break 90 on a regular basis? That would be wonderful, So we are really excited about it, and we've got, as you know, a few more instructors that are very much involved too in what's going on, so that they have a place to come here. And what they tell me is they feel safe and they feel comfortable here. Wow, how good is that? In golf, I feel safe and I feel comfortable. We win,
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're right. We need to give a shout out. Dylan Parisi, who's been at Cherokee and now TPC Wisconsin for some time, is also on your staff. And you brought in a really intriguing young man last year, Mike Nagy,
Oh, yeah.
who had some success in competition last summer, but certainly has a good pedigree. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your staff and how you're able to add and what you're looking for in your instructors?
Sure, we're number one, we're looking for passionate people that are all in what we do. And Dylan, with his background and with us here, his passion is club fitting. He also does some instruction and does a great job with that. He also has the operations background too, so we can plug him into wherever we need him here at TPC. And Mike Nagy, he comes from a very well-rounded playing background. He was a three-time individual state champion in Michigan. He played all 4 years at Tennessee. He's played on the mini tours, and he really found a passion for teaching golf. And we are, this is a great spot. If that's what you're passionate about, we think we can pass along what we know to him, and he can bring that to his own type of teaching.
And Dennis, I know you're in the process of constructing the Steve and Nikki Stricker Learning Center out there at TPC Wisconsin. When you began the transition from Cherokee to TPC Wisconsin, what kind of legacy did you want to see left by this facility, and how much did junior golf factor into that?
When it first started out, Steve and I got together, and the course was old. It was 64 when it started, so there had to be a lot of things that had to be done to the course, and it's centered around the environmental aspect, and that's where we started the environmental thing. Well, then it progresses environmental. We have to do this, so we got involved with TPC people, and can we go ahead and what can we do about rebuilding the course? Well, we didn't think we were going to redo the whole thing, but one thing led to another, and here we go. We wound up with every hole being really good, and next thing you know, the course is a tournament course. Well, logically, then the tournament should come here, which it did, the AmFam tournament. So now we have that draw, and all those things put together mean when the youngster comes here, even the woman comes, they come here. That's the thing. They feel comfortable. They want to be here. They want to play here. So we built this deal, and it's kind of a big draw, like a bait pile, you know, when you're deer hunting, here they come, you know. It's really pretty good. They enjoy playing, or all the number of tees and the like, and the learning center, that led to another thing. AmFam became involved and wanted the naming rights to this and put up a good funding part for it. They put a part of it. But inside of that now, there's, you know, there's four big stalls, 28 feet wide, and where you can have two or three people in there, but you can also have the instructor in there, and TrackMan on two of the deals, club fitting in another. So when they walk in there, it's all golf, you know. I mean, that's
Sure.
what they're coming here for that. And then we have a an ancillary part is the sports specific training room. I have a sports specific training room here for tennis and for golf to know that. And I have an instructor here who's T1, you know,
TPI certified.
TPI certified, and he's very good at that. And we're now bringing them into the parts that we want to have. You know, we believe that we know that there are radial torque is distance in the body. So we identified five portions of radial torque in the body, so that when this guy now does instruction, he's instructing along those parts. So when they come to see us, they being the instructor, it's not a whole new thing when we talk about ankle and hips and pecs and abs and shoulders and left arm. You know, all those things go into it. Well, you can see what's happening. These youngsters, you're driving the ball 300 yards like nothing, you know. I
Right.
mean, so, but we don't want to look past the beginning part. That's where we really want to come in at these high schools, where we know that there's girls there that maybe don't want to play basketball, can't, they do, but golf and tennis, boy, they get into it. And we've seen the results here where, you know, and what's really nice about it is, you know, that we're teaching this, but sitting on a bench is mom and dad. That's really cool, you know, that, when they leave there, you know, someone, well, gee, you don't charge for this, you don't charge for that. I said, look, let me tell you, the smile on this kid's face is enough payment that this kid feels so good. And then when they leave, and you know about education, when you know that the student is getting some instruction when she starts talking back. When they start talking back, then we got them. So our goal is to get them to talk back. So all of a sudden, mom and dad are talking back. Then mom is
Right.
sitting up, you know, and she's grabbing the club. So I'm sitting there and I say, boy, if this isn't a win-win, I don't know what it is. You know, it's
Well,
pretty great.
and I gotta say, Tiz, I mean, if I knew then what I know now, I mean, when my kids went through junior golf, I was a better listener and paid more attention, and as to what, you know, their instructors were trying to get across to them. If I had done that when Dave Andrews was trying to get into my head back at Bullseye Country Club in Wisconsin Rapids in the mid-80s, I would have been a lot better a lot sooner.
Well, that might
But
be.
it's great that these resources are available. I know what you were going to say.
I
It's Rob here, not Gary. It's Rob.
I
That's
get it,
right,
I
Rob.
get it.
But I mean, I'm blown away between the number of tournaments these kids can play and the number of instructors around the state available to them. I mean, this game has never been in better shape from a junior standpoint. But again, I think what you're doing is you're leading, to borrow a phrase, maybe Tiz from you, the horse to water, and it's hard not to drink it, just to lap it up and to take advantage. I mean, that's what's so cool about this. It's almost like you have the diagram in place.
You know, and the PGA and WSGA are really doing their part too. You know, I mean, they're putting on events, they're doing things that we're doing the things that they really can't do. And then we're driving up their forces, whether it be the PGA members and or WSJ, which are members of the club, which are ironically pretty good contributors to this Golf Foundation of Wisconsin. And like all things, they want to see results. And we're giving them results. That's the story, you know. Now they're really into it. And now comes, you know, are we going to have this event for the donors? I mean, one thing leads to another, you know.
Sure.
But really, the basis of it all is to take this youngster, as we talked about, at a non-metropolitan area that has a high school. We gave some clubs to us, to a high school in Hurley, Wisconsin. Okay. The next year, That boys' team made it to state.
Wow.
We've had them down here three times, showing them this and showing them that. And the coach, I don't know if he's a math teacher, but the fact is that the kids really caught on to it. And of course, we had clubs from everywhere, people donating those things and fit them up, and they made it to state. So, big smile.
Well, and I noticed for a while, the rural schools were part of of your focus. I'm not sure if it's still that way. The conference that you had singled out was the Heart of North, which is really in boys and girls golf is as well organized as any small school conference I've seen, and it's neat to see that growth there. I mean, you've got roots in the Northwoods, Tiz, and I mean, you know what it's about. And Travis, I mean, you've been now at a couple places that. Where your reach has been, not just the metropolitan areas that you've worked in, but there's, kids coming from all over the area looking to get better. And sometimes, they don't see that maybe in their backyard, but they're able to find it not too far away.
And it's that development. You can remember way back in the days I was coaching back in the 80s and 90s. We recruited with kids from Wisconsin. We won Big Tens with kids in Wisconsin. And the rationale there was, that's why Steve went to Illinois, because I didn't play freshman. Right? I wanted him to get older. And then I had him for 21, 22 years old in their fifth year. Well, that was the story. But then it's a development process that went on. And then all of a sudden, the best recruiters that I had were the players, they're recruiting the
Absolutely.
kids to come there. And I feel bad a little bit that we don't have more Wisconsin kids that go to Wisconsin. We got 50 or 60 some people that are on scholarships or have been on scholarships, but not here. They're all these smaller schools. And unfortunately, I talked to the kids from Marquette, these kids, well, we got to get them to come here. I'm seeing that to be deviating a little bit. On football, they're not taking Wisconsin linemen anymore. What the hell is that? That's been forever. 300-pound high school Wisconsin linemen, and they would win. Well, we're going to get back to some of this here stuff here. I'm not saying they all should come to Wisconsin here, but what I'm really seeing is that the high school golf, and there's not all of those kids in high school. I'm spoiled a little bit because of Izzy, but there was a lot of other people in that things that are really they got to be really good players. And now, there's four or five. Now there's 15 to 20. Well, what happens if we get to 50 of them, that can break this 80 and now really quit playing these 4,600 yard courses? Let's get something that makes some sense. So there's a lot of stuff on the table, but at least now we have a table to put it on,
That's right. That's right.
really cool.
Travis Dennis talked about Lincoln Hotman, the young man who shot the 59 as he was trying to kind of close out the season strong last summer. And the face of college golf is changing. We're looking at potentially after an April court ruling that you'll see roster limits at the Division One level, which will have a trickle down effect, obviously, to Divisions Two, Three, and the junior colleges. But you've worked with kids a long time here recently about trying to get them college ready. What is that key component to taking the beginner who wants to get there and getting them there, and where do some of these programs fit in?
We start very young with our PGA Junior League here, which is kids 13 and under. And we start kind of at a development stage there, but a lot of it is on the golf course playing. We do have other special programs that are more swing fundamentals. We do have them working with our trainer. It's kind of a all-around compass where here the players are almost getting like PGA Tour services, where a PGA Tour may have a swing coach, a short game coach, a mental coach, a fitness coach. We are trying to provide that same opportunity to these young players and make them the best that they can be.
In your opinion, Travis, how much should a junior golfer be competing each summer, and how much should they be working on their game? For a long time, it seemed like it was all about trying to get tournament reps, and that was great. It taught them how to be competitive, but it didn't necessarily build in that time to maybe address shortcomings in their game.
Yeah, I've seen it go both ways. There's some players that play 25 WPGA tournaments a year. I mean, they're going multiple times during the week, and they're built for that and can do it, and they still have time to work on their game. There's other kids where the parents may wear them out if they're over competing and not having fun in the game as well. But I think, at least half time or more should be spent on working on the game and
Right.
playing with your buddies and having fun. And it's not a job at their age. It's about developing the love for the game and making them lifelong golfers. And the ones that are going to shine are going to shine.
Dennis, you mentioned the Schnars. Derek, following his dad Mike's footsteps over at Blackhawk Country Club, really opened the doors to that club to junior golfers. Maybe about a decade ago, and it's and not just to they host a lot of stuff, but I think they take a lot of pride in seeing young people on their golf course throughout the summer, just working on their game, having fun. Is that what you're seeing at TPC Wisconsin, and especially through the Golf Foundation of Wisconsin? Are you trying to get, more kids involved in what you're trying to offer out there?
And a little bit of that was going on. It's just becoming more pronounced now. It's becoming where, he mentioned about the mental aspect. We have a person here that's available that's going to be here during the summer, winter months for the week-long session to talk about the mental aspect of what's going on. After the fundamentals are done, 90% mental, 10% fundamental. And in Schnarr's case, he has that passion. He has that people. Now, it can be misinterpreted that, he got juniors to play golf, so parents joined the club. Well, there was a little bit of that, but that wasn't really all what he's about. And he's turned out some really good people, and some of those people have come here. And it's ironic when they say, "Wow, it's almost the same things we're hearing." Well, yeah, I mean, a circle is round and a line is straight. I mean, come on, you can't have an opinion on a fact. So I'm happy, so happy that he's doing it. And in Milwaukee area, David Roche is over there in Milwaukee. He's another guy. Well, he played here at Wisconsin. And you go around the state, and all of a sudden these people show up. The guy,
So
it
Brett
was not.
Snider up in Hudson.
Yeah, that they're picking up on it. What I'm saying is that pretty soon, maybe we can get this person, that's what we're talking about, paying this person on a local level so that they don't have to drive to Madison. They have access to a teacher right in their area. And it's pretty hard, not especially when a lot of those people are influenced by what we're talking about, that all of a sudden they're hearing the same thing. And it'll take us a couple of years to do it. But I'm hoping that it takes more than that. From our standpoint, we want to stay with it. And we're just so happy to hear. There's nothing like it when that girl comes in and she puts her hand out, looks at you, and she shakes your hand. There's that part of it too, "Hi, I'm so and so," and away they go. So there's a little bit more than just making the score. It's about life a little bit too.
Travis, how do you make sure that the junior golfer doesn't get all stressed out about the end of the road, and we've seen so many kids just, trying so hard to get the attention of college coaches. And Dennis remembers what it was like to be that college coach and, receiving, we didn't have email back then. It was always, letters and phone calls. But I mean, you must get a lot of kids that, you have to tame, that focus or redirect it back into the here and now versus, what might come of it.
Yeah, just like a golf shot, you got to have patience. There's a lot of kids that maybe put too much pressure on themselves if they're getting in their senior year and nobody's looking at them yet. But for the most part, everything kind of works out. What I've seen over the my career of the last 20 years, things will work out for the best, and they're on a direction that they should be on.
Dennis, your two granddaughters came at it very differently. Bobby played tennis in high school, yet managed to pick it up and play in college, and now is, trying to give it a go on the professional tours. And Izzy played a little bit more, but not too much as a junior golfer, and yet put herself in position to win two state titles. I mean, I would say that they don't necessarily fit the mold of what we've seen in a junior golfer, but the results have been great.
And that's a big item, what you mentioned about results. And we don't talk about it, but that the girl playing golf, they get to be 30 years old or so, and that maternal instinct takes over. So golf is done. But what I often tell them, I said, "Yeah, but that may be so. But remember, athletic chromosome is an X. That when you have your kids, It's a result of you being athletic in this whole deal. So Dad doesn't like when I say that, you know. I mean, Steve jumped all over when I said that. We know the curls are good, but so he got a big kick out of that. But they're doing good, and the two girls are doing good, and they finished school. They're, Bobby's playing. She's doing good, and she's doing great. And Izzy is very excited. In fact, this week she's out in San Diego playing. She made the team, as a freshman, and there's a couple girls on that team now that they're bringing out here. One of the people here, I forget the girl's name, her dad is the pro at Grand Blanc over there in Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Yeah, Kate
So,
Brody.
pardon me?
Kate Brody, her dad is
Yeah.
over there.
She's out here hitting balls. But just to be able to see them and the way they act, the way they talk, the way they mingle, and then when they grab that club and hit it, holy crap, it's pretty good,
So guys, we just have a few more minutes left. Let's circle back to the Golf Foundation of Wisconsin. It seems to me there's two ways to get involved. One is to be in, fit the demographic for, the curriculum and the participation in the program. The other is to donate. How would you, kind of encourage people to get involved with what you're trying to do?
Well, I would say, if you think you, why don't you give us a call and make an appointment for this daughter to come and sit here, son, maybe even about the daughter, come and sit here and let us talk to her and see where her goals are. And then we can fill in. The money part is something. I mean, if I, some of these people, the guy says to me the other day, he says, you never charge for a lesson. I said, well, no. I haven't charged for 50 years for a lesson. I don't do that. But, well, he says, I'd like to do something for you. So he wanted to have lunch the other day and he brought a check in for $20,000.
Wow.
Well, there's that type of person out there, but can see what's going on. Money is maybe not an object. And there's a number of people also that we teach that have shown up here to members at other clubs here. And you don't do this, and they write out these checks and give us the mix. But the good part of it is, like that money, we can compensate that pro, whether that teacher in that, those non-metropolitan areas, so they don't have to do it for nothing because they're in a different business than I'm in. They're teaching many times; that's their life. They get money, so be able to attract them to do that would be great. So, back to your question. They don't have to give money to belong to this. We're interested in the youngster and to bring them out here. Let us talk to them. It's not an interview, but it is, just to see where they are. And then it's our opportunity to talk to the parent to quit pushing the kid. I mean, I realize that if they get a scholarship, it saves you money. I know that angle, okay? But really, it's about this kid and being able to be a good player.
Travis, any final message to the Golf Foundation of Wisconsin and or junior golf in general? I mean, we're in a good spot right now, and any final thoughts?
Yeah, if anybody is interested more in the Golf Foundation of Wisconsin, we do have a website. It is golffoundationwi.com. We hope that you would go visit that, take a look at all the different programs that we have in 2025. And if you are interested in donating, you can do it right through that website.
All right, that's golffoundationofwi.com, and they've got an About Us tab, and you can get all the information right there. Guys, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate you chatting about this. I'm excited for
Yeah.
the direction you're going, and I wish you guys nothing but the best.
Well, you have to come over to try the course.
I will. I did get to try it last summer. I loved
Yeah.
it. I loved
Yeah,
it.
you
It
got to
is
come
night and
over
day
here. It's
different,
really
and it's going to
cool.
be a fun AmFam championship,
Oh,
Tiz.
yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well,
Thanks for doing this.
yeah. Thanks,
Yeah,
Rob.
Dennis Tiziani, Travis Becker, appreciate the time. That's Talking Dot Golf for this week.